morning. Lincoln 12 in a row, kicks a 6.9. Hey, it's Rob sitting in. JP Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show. Let me make sure I get Nick. Nick here. He's
oh, right I'm right here, right buddy.
Oh, ready, yeah, he's there. You can hear him.
Yeah, I got you now.
I feel like I'm the only one that's got energy because y'all been partying your butts off down at Stampede for the last 3 days.
I strangely have enough energy. I don't know what the deal is. My voice is a little, it's a little wonky, though.
Yeah, it is.
So if I sound a little sultry, it's literally, I'm not,
well,
I
that's
promise
normal,
you.
Coriel.
I promise you, I'm not trying.
She's just naturally sultry with her voice.
Yes.
When she's tired. That's why poor Jackson, I feel bad for him. They go out on a bender and she's like, I just want to go to bed. And he's like, oh, yeah. And then she's like, no, it's natural
sultriness. And I'm like, no, literally, I'm going to be drooling on myself.
I can't help myself.
I need you to stay out later.
How are you guys? I missed you this weekend.
You want? We missed you a lot. A lot of people asked about you, Nick. And I think it's a crime. I think it's a crime that you weren't there.
I know. I got to, dude, I'll tell you what, though. I spent a hot minute this weekend teaching my kid how to hit oppo, so he can now hit to right field. So
hey.
That was a really good, it was a good productive weekend
yeah.
as a dad. So I was pretty happy. I was pretty happy about that. And then my daughter, Bailey, Coriel, you'll think this is cool. My daughter went and got her fingernails done for the first time with mom. And she came back and it took her all of probably like 12 minutes to have accidentally peeled half of her fingernail polish
no.
off her fingers. Because my juggernaut is she's a tomboy. So she gets home and Jess is like, honey, now you got to be careful with your fingernails. And I'm like, oh, this will be glorious.
Oh, yeah.
She goes over to start playing baseball with the boys across the street, comes back and like half of her fingernails polish is missing.
I'm not surprised about that at all. Rob, did Sophia have games over the weekend?
Yeah, she did.
How'd she do?
We don't want to talk about that. This okay. was not a good weekend.
Way to bring that up, Coriel.
It's almost like Major League Baseball.
It's like, tell me your life. Yeah, I don't know. I'm asking.
The team is plagued with injuries. We have two girls with ACL tears this year.
Oh, my God.
Well, women are a lot higher chance more of prone? ACL tears. Yeah, more prone to ACL tears than men.
We had a great second baseman and a great center fielder, both of them with torn ACLs. And they
luckily, they're young. Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah, I know, but out for the year. So
that's no good. They'll build that bad boy back up.
Off to Sioux Falls this weekend for the Ringneck tournament, and then the following weekend, Kansas City, and then 2 weeks after that, Minneapolis. So,
dude, I'll tell you what. Sioux Falls is one of the – for people out there, if you've not traveled up to Sioux Falls – it's a beautiful city.
It's cool.
It reminds me of Lincoln, Nebraska. Like, it's really close to, like, if you go downtown Sioux Falls, you'll think you're sitting down in downtown Lincoln.
Yes.
See, whenever I think, I'll be honest with you, when I think of Sioux Falls, I just think of Sioux City, I think.
Yeah, Sewer City is totally different.
Whole
Sewer
different
City
place.
Smells.
I know, so it's the Sioux
totally built
or something.
No, Sioux Falls has added like 100,000 people in about 10 to 20 years.
Beautiful.
It's all new. It's pretty cool.
Sioux
they
Falls
got statues
is South
all over
Dakota?
The place. Yeah, yeah, South Dakota.
Okay.
Yep, Sioux Falls.
Yep.
And Sioux City is the one with like the three states in
if
the
you
corner,
go,
right?
If you go like 5 minutes east of Sioux Falls on the interstate, you're going to see like a 40-foot tall Yogi Bear. And there is a trampoline that's like 25 yards by 25 yards that's just there for you to jump on.
What?
All right.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge.
That's
it's
great.
So fun.
Well, you know what?
I've almost broken so many limbs on that thing.
We have quite a few things coming up for you today, including how to get you ready for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Coming up fast.
If you had a mansion and like money, logic, all reason was out the window, what three things would you want inside your mansion and more?
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
When I was 8 years old, I was playing tiddlywinks outside, and I put a tiddlywink in each nostril and then would blow them to see how far they would go. But one time I did it, I accidentally inhaled it. Fast forward 35 years later, had a COVID test. Obviously, it had dislodged the tiddlywink that was inside. They did a CT scan and found that there was something inside my nose.
Okay, so real quick, first of all, the accent is maybe a little hard to hear it, but she is saying that a tiddlywink game piece was found stuck in her nose after 37 years of being lodged in there because a COVID test had like dislodged it. Number one, what the heck is tiddlywink?
It's a little,
oh, Little plastic. You're so young.
Yes, you are young.
What is tiddlywinks? That sounds dirty. Right.
I'm the oldest one here, so I can go there. It is a little plastic discs.
Mm-hmm.
They are very small, about the size of a dime.
You bounce
some of them. You bounce them. You take one and you flip the other one up in the air. They're different sizes and stuff like that. So obviously she's talking about the small one, probably the dime size.
Well, it sounds like she's just playing quarters.
But yeah, it's kind of
You bounce it into what would be a shot glass.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's essentially non-alcoholic quarters.
Yes.
Oh. Basically. Yeah. See, you have to put it in terms like that, so I understand. Yeah.
Little kids. It's for little kids. Like, this game used to be super popular back in the day.
That just makes me think of. Do they kind of look like the bingo chip things?
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of like that, but they're colored. There's no numbers or anything on them. But, you know, after we upgraded from a paper bag to play with, we got tiddlywinks.
So she was. God. So when she was, this woman was just a wee lass. She was feeling cheeky. And was trying to shoot him out of her nose. Is that what we're talking about?
That verbiage, we last feeling cheeky.
She's ooh. British, yes.
You're welcome.
I know. That was good, Nick.
So she was trying to shoot him out of her nose, and evidently one of them, instead of shooting out of her nose, she inhaled it. And it had been there for 35 years?
37.
Oh, my God.
That's a long time for something up your nose.
I want to ask her, I need to know if she has chronic sinus issues. Or how does that not get? How do you not find that out for 37 years?
How have you not had this issue?
That's what I'm wondering.
That could be my problem.
I wasn't really a big fan of sticking things up my nose because I was super, super afraid of it getting stuck.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. But I was a big fan of trying to get through spaces I had no business trying to get through, so my whole body would get stuck.
Really? You used to do that all the time?
Yeah, I was constantly getting stuck between the railings. I get stuck in folding chairs. Because I'd be him-hawing around, and it'd collapse in on me, and then I'd be, stuck.
Luckily, you can't be stuck there for 37 years like this tiddlywink was.
Or...
But my question is, how did when she would, pick her nose, because everyone picks their nose. Yeah. When she picked her nose, how does she not notice there was a friggin' tiddlywink in
there? Because she probably
wasn't knuckle
deep.
This thing's massive.
Way up in there.
Dude, the tiddlywinks, it's not like we're talking about them tiny, teeny, tiny little. Tiddlywinks are good size. They're at least the size of a dime.
So you're telling me this woman, you're telling me this woman has extremely large nasal passageways?
Evidently, man. I don't understand. Because legit, the smallest ones were the size of a dime. We're not talking about something that's little minute, tiny, little, that's crazy.
I bet there was more to the story. I bet she was just actually fumbling around with a tiddlywink and just launched it all the way on up there.
Yeah, stuck it way up there. But I don't know, if you thought about it, if you actually were laughing or something at the same time you were doing it, you shot one out of one side of the nose and then started laughing, and then you snorted the other one inside.
Okay. All of that, I think, needs to go in out of context. That was amazing. But hey, if anything, at least she has a cool story to put in a dating profile. Let's say she's single.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
always
good.
Hey, one time I had a tiddlywink stuck in my nose for 37 years.
All right.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I've got your nitty gritty on the way. A few good things, too, to start your day and more. Thanks, Rob, for sitting in for JP this morning.
Doing my best.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So there is a new music cascade coming your way at the moment. I need you to pay close attention, and I'm not even going to hit on all the new albums and all the new songs out, but here's just a few. Trace Atkins celebrating the 25th anniversary of his debut album, Dreamin' Out Loud, with a brand new record. Hold on, let me go live here on Facebook quick.
Yep.
All right, live on Facebook, KX969, so you can see my awesome wig. Because remember, Rob, when you told me I had to have my hair looking nice?
You look better now than you did at Stampede, I can tell you that. Especially yesterday morning, I woke you up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And then my hair was also an absolute rat's nest, so this is actually kind of a saving grace. But anywho, so Trace Atkins is coming out with a brand new album. It's set to drop August 27th, 25 new songs in honor of the anniversary of that Dreamin' Out Loud album. This will be his 13th. It features a whole host of guests, including Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Snoop Dogg, Stevie Wonder, Pitbull. I mean,
everybody.
Literally anybody you could think of is on this album. He says, quote, "I don't know where my place is going to be when the history of what I did is written," when you're asked about his career. "But 90% of the time, I said what I wanted to say and stuck to my guns and did what I wanted to do." So now Trace is doing this. This is what he wants to do. So here's a little clip of the song from, I believe it's Luke Bryan.
Yeah, Where My Country...
And Pitbull.
Where My Country Girls At.
Where My Country Girls At?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Good.
Yep, that's on Trace's upcoming album, The Way I Want to Go. Like I said, drops August 27th, featuring Pitbull. So that's pretty.
There you go. Different. Nice. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. I love how you know that.
I know a lot of things you don't know about.
That's terrifying. So Sam Hunt is teasing fans with new music. We got to see it live in person at Kicker Country Stampede. But when he performed it, it was a stripped down like acoustic version. And I'll be honest, I love the acoustic version the most, I believe. But this song is called Came the Closest. The song is the first taste of new music from Sam since he released Southside singles Hard to Forget and Breaking Up Was Easy last year. And here is a little clip of the rough acoustic demo.
I'm never gonna be that straight-laced sunny morning.
That honestly, that caught everyone's attention. Everyone's kind of standing still there in the party pit and all around the festival, and it was awesome.
As long as he doesn't throw like a crazy beat behind it,
that's what I'm saying.
Like rapping half of it,
yeah,
it'll be a hell of a country song. Like that's, but he's got his niche, you know. He's got his thing that he does.
But when
works,
he performed
obviously.
This on stage, it was just him and a guitar, a spotlight. There was finally like a cool breeze. It just was really awesome to see it live, and it was amazing. I hope it has more of a stripped down feel when it's all polished, but we'll see. So Parker McCollum is ready to release his major label debut. The singer just announced that the album Gold Chain Cowboy drops July 30th. Parker co-wrote every song on the album and features a guest appearance by Daniel Bradbury, who is incredibly talented. She's featured on the tune Dallas. He also released the first single off the record, Rest of My Life. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
Coming
up next with JP, Corey Al, and Husker Nick.
It is a Make It Right Monday. We'll have some of that for you and so much more. And music from Luke Holmes, right? Or Luke Bryan, rather, right now.
Here's what's next with the JP, Corey Al, and Husker Nick show.
We got lots of stuff going on, including Make It Right Monday. What else we got?
We're going to get you ready for 4th of July and some parties you need to go to. And what's trending on the way?
All right, it's all coming up. JP, Corey Al, Husker Nick morning show with Rob Fitton, or JP.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Corey Al, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
It will be a party in the USA coming up here into the weekend. Another 3-day holiday. Look at that.
And chances are you're eating hot dogs.
Yes.
Because 150 million hot dogs are eaten each 4th of July. 150 million.
Oh, I add to that. And by the way, that is a lot of wieners.
Yes, it is.
In one day.
Wieners. Yes. Wieners abound. Can we get a wieners abound, Rob?
Not getting me there this year.
Oh, dang it. No fun.
See, it was this week last year, the same thing going on, and you guys tricked me.
I think you just did that on your own, Rob.
JP and myself, I told him, since we arrived a little bit before Jackson, my boyfriend did, I told him, I was like, don't worry if you get hungry. Apparently, Jackson thought we were going to be stranded here for 1,000 years because he bought the Costco bulk of hot dogs.
Nice.
The big pack?
To get the price. Yes. It was 40 hot dogs or something.
That's the way to go.
And guess how many we ate?
Two.
Yes. And they were me.
Nice.
I was the only one I ate too, and that was it.
Let me guess, it was in the microwave at about 4 o'clock in the morning as well.
No, they were literally straight out of the package.
Okay. at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, right. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah. $7.5 billion typically spent by Americans on 4th of July food. This is the 246th birthday of America. America. Yeah, you got to throw that in there at least once, although it's very annoying, I think, when people leave out the A all the time.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing, though.
America.
You know, I don't want to put the rain on your 4th of July, but the cost of everything right now, the inflation going on, even fireworks up 30%.
It's crazy. Nuts. This year's going to be nuts buying all that stuff.
And what's and also it's very although they are up 30%, they are not being sold, if that makes sense.
Right.
People are still buying them in bulk. People are still buying them like crazy. People are, in fact, lighting them off Northeast Lincoln while I'm hungover and hard up from Country Stampede.
Yes.
And they're going to catch some hands.
Yeah, well, you sound like those old people I saw complaining on the newspaper and TV station website. You know, there's all this banging going on out there.
Well, I mean, so the actual... What changed in Lincoln city limits? Loss?
Yeah, you're not allowed to like do anything like except for like 2 days around 4th of July.
That's right. It. Okay, so that's the thing though. Is so
this is
you
the city
are
rules that we live
you
in.
Are able in the city of Lincoln to legally sell and shoot off fireworks from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. on July 3rd and 8 a.m. to midnight on July 4th. So you really only get like one extra hour.
Yes, and not past midnight. Right.
Yeah, and if you're going to complain, which whatever. Don't call 911.
No, it's not.
Call the non-emergency. That's 441-6000. Do not call 911.
Unless your house is on fire.
Yes, unless your house is on fire. Of course,
then,
if someone's injured.
Then let's get that 911 called.
Yeah, I would do that speed dial, but otherwise just call the non-emergency.
4th of July is such a strange holiday for me because I got kids, so I got to buy some fireworks, but I hate buying fireworks. I hate it because it feels like it's just such a waste of money.
It is.
So I let other people buy fireworks, and I'm like, you guys buy fireworks. My job is I bring a kiddie pool, and then I bring at least no less than 45 Pabst Blue Ribbons with me, and then we sit with our feet in a kiddie pool in the driveway watching fireworks while drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon. That is my 4th of July tradition.
That is the way to do it. And if you're looking for a plan,
America.
Looking for something to do, part of the Country Drive Golf Course Summer Concert Series, on July 3rd, this Saturday, our buddies Buckaroos are performing at Country Drive Golf Course. It also happens to, side note, be Jackson's birthday. So if you want to come give him a brewski, you absolutely can. But our business of the week this week is Country Drive Golf Course because that whole hangout there, the whole setup with the patio and the live music and the food on top of the awesome golf, it's a great spot to be. And I believe they have fireworks that night too.
Yeah, so. They should.
Mm. Yeah, July 3rd, Country Drive Golf Course. That's going to kick off your 4th of July weekend.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
It's been a busy weekend. We'll recap some of the things in the news and tell you what you need to know for this week.
What's trending online now?
It's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
Wow. Looking at what's going on in Miami, it is just incredible. Oh. Yes, the story coming out of there of heroism.
The incredible damage, yeah.
Yeah, about 400 people working on trying to find some survivors. 159 missing, 9 confirmed dead as of yesterday.
159 people
still
missing.
Still unaccounted for. They just can't find... it's amazing how long it's taken to find folks. But I remember back to 9/11, it took a long time as well.
Yeah, well, and if you think about it, I'm sure there's a lot of, I guess, precaution and stuff because that building is just so unstable.
Yeah, so yeah. And what it takes to just move, like, I was watching a crane move there's some live footage you can watch on the internet. Just moving one piece of concrete. It
takes
which is
so
like,
long.
Like, yeah, by 10 by 10 piece of concrete, like your patio slab outside your back door or whatever. I mean, they got to get it secured. They have to get it strapped on. They got to make sure everybody's clear, then pick that piece up, then look carefully underneath
that. And
there's
just so much.
Yeah, but they're holding out for hope. Looking back at some of the buildings that collapsed during the Haiti earthquake back in the 90s and even in the early 2000s, people being pulled out of wreckage after 24 days, 17 days. So, yeah, so maybe there's hope that there might be one or two folks in that mess that might be found alive.
Well, and it looked also like it was a, what they call a pancake collapse. So the way that it's kind of jumbled, it may provide air pockets or at least some type of relief for people that are able to find that little bit of safety. So yeah, holding out hope for Miami.
And also coming out on Friday was that the developers and the people that put this building together back in 1981 were some pretty shoddy operators as well, and a lot of payoffs. So there may be some
There's some investigation into that aspect.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, there's nobody that's still alive that had anything to do with the building itself today. But they're looking back at that going, maybe some shortcuts were made on the construction. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So we'll see how that all turns
we'll
out.
We'll have to see.
Yep. All right. What is going on here?
And number two.
What is number two?
Two. I have a big shout out to Leech Camper Sales for our trip to Kicker Country Stampede. Once again, they're always so good to us. Without Leech, we would have been drenched
for
the better part of Kicker Country Stampede. It happens every year. It's okay. It's Mother Nature. But Leech, honestly, I just can't thank them enough. They make our trip there so much more comfortable. Same with Burrish Golf Golf and Equipment with those golf carts. Don't get me wrong. I like to try to be fit. I do like some cardio, but a lot of it is a jaunt.
Yes, it is.
And without cruising those golf carts.
Cruising around on those golf carts at Stampede anyways. If anybody, next year when people go down there, hit these guys up, get down there, get a golf cart. Trust me, it's one of the funnest things you could do.
Stop by
Stampede
and cruise with
rolling
us.
Rolling around and cruise around. It's fun.
It is. So Burrish is awesome for that. And then, of course, Rosie's Sports Bar and Grill, bringing the entertainment. I'll tell you what, Rosie's got just such a cool setup there. And joining forces with him has been such a fun time. Although it was funny, Stampede hadn't even completely kicked off yet. And I'd already got a message on the Kicks page from some lady that was there who happened to be camping across from us.
Sorry.
And did not like the choice of music, and I'm just like, all right. So I let her know there'd be a variety of music there.
Was it rowdy down there?
Well, I mean, so
the photos looked really good.
But that, like, you know, it's a party. Rosie it's did. A party setting, so it's going to be like it's going to be country music. But there's going to be some top 40 hits in there. Sometimes there might be me screaming Four Non Blondes on the top of my lungs. Who knows?
Nice.
It's kind of like a Yahtzee. But anyways, thank you to everyone who made it such a fun experience. Got to see a lot of people there.
One
and number one, and I love this quote because if you guys missed it on Friday, it was right after our morning show got over. Bill Moose, retired from athletic director at Nebraska. Wait, let me quote him. Apparently, this was the best time, Bill Moose said, to retire. That was his exact quote. Listen, man,
so you don't think it was
idea? Drama was happening down there. I don't know why they decided it was time for Bill Moose to retire, but they retired that man. And I'll say this, he did a great job while he was here. Think about it.
I think so, too.
Scott Frost was the number one coach that any school could get at the time that he hired him. He landed that. Fred Hoiberg with the basketball team, who's doing a great job moving this thing in the right direction. He was the number one coach that was out there for everyone to get. And, of course, Will Bolt, who's kicking butt and taking names right now with the baseball program, he hired him as well and set up that $165 million facility that's being made. So I just feel bad because Bill Moose over the last, 3 months made comments about how he wanted to see this thing through with his contract and go for another year and a half. So, I don't know what happened down there.
I'm so curious.
I don't know.
I have
there's
no
rumors,
idea.
There's different things, you know, but
were there inklings of this at all or no, or was this totally left
there was,
field?
So they told people a couple days ago there was an announcement coming, but no one knew what it meant,
and
you
this
know,
was the
that kind of thing. So, I don't know. The big rumors that were floating around was that Moose spent a lot of time back home, back at his ranch.
Okay.
Which was ironic because that was the big talking point that a lot of, you know, you'd hear from the papers and stuff, and that he just wasn't here enough. And I don't know if that's true or not, but then it was ironic because Nebraska tweets out a photo that says, "Happy retirement, Bill. You could spend all the time you want at your ranch."
No.
And I'm like, oh my God, if this is true, that's the most petty thing I've ever seen.
I know.
And I'm 100%
here for
it. Everybody
spent time at home last year.
Everybody got paid $1.15 million. So,
I guess I want to come in to work for that.
Well, you know what? That was a big. That was a very big shot.
But he did
me.
A great job while he was here. So we'll see. The guy that everybody is pegging now is Ed Stewart. For those who are too young to remember Coryell, Ed Stewart actually played in the 90s. He was an All-American linebacker, and he's also one of the highest-ranking officials in the Big 12 Conference.
Okay.
So he would be a fantastic hire. I think. To me, this is a side note, but for some people, it's amazing. Ed Stewart, if he does get hired, would be the first ever African-American AD at Nebraska.
Oh, awesome.
There you go. Sounds good.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Well, it is a Monday, and that means Make It Right Monday coming
up. Make It Right.
And one of your favorites. This is going to be a good one. Trust me.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday on Kicks 96.9.
It looks like Mike needs to make it right by his buddy Bill. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Okay, so what'd you do to Bill?
I don't want to say right now, but you know, I got to tell you that I think I cost him a promotion, and you know, I will tell him when he gets on the phone. But you know, it's bad, you know, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it. But I think, you know, probably the only way I could really make right by him is if I tell all of Eastern Nebraska what I did. Okay. I will tell him.
Wonderful.
Wow. There's a couple people in England listening too.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Yeah, as well as England.
In the UK,
yeah,
that
so
are
you'll get there'll so. Be a couple people in the UK.
Who, sometimes Lisa and her husband in Canada as well, who
yeah,
accidentally found us on camping trip
as well.
So you can't tell us. You're not going to tell us. It's embarrassing, and you cost him what now?
I think it was a promotion.
Oh
boy!
Dang.
Wow.
Oh dang. Wow. Okay. Okay.
And you guys? Do you guys work together then? Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, we worked together. He's one of my best buddies, and I feel really bad about this. I got to make it right.
My my interest is peaked.
Yeah, no
this
kidding.
Will be good.
Wow. No kidding.
I'm really curious what it's this very, is about.
You all, because I mean, you work together, you might have inside information, or you must have said something about him.
Yeah, you might have told the boss that he was a bad worker.
It's worse than that.
Oh wow! You know.
What? How? Okay. No, but like, really, how?
I know. It's like right there, waiting for us to hear. But
let it happen. He wants to tell him and tell us at the same time. This will be fun.
All right. That's
well,
fine.
Then we will. This will be short and sweet. We'll get right to it. Coming up here, we'll give Bill a call. For you, Mike, we'll get him on the phone, introduce ourselves, and hopefully he is receptive to your apology, and we can help make it right, all right?
All right.
Coming
up next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Not knowing what the issue is always makes me nervous.
I know. Like, there's nothing to go off of.
Right. So we'll see what he did.
Unless he like literally just talked a whole lot of smack.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
To cost someone a promotion.
We'll find out what cost that promotion coming up in about 6-7 minutes. JP Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show. Could have happened there. Love to hear from you as well. Check it out. Facebook, Twitter.
Best ofs. Make it right Monday.
Down to one. Luke Bryan. Kicks 96.9. Kicks 96.9. JP Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show. The conclusion to today's Make It Right Monday. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right here, right after Kelsey Ballerini on Kicks.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP Coriel and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday. On Kicks 96.9.
All right, so if you're just joining us, it's Mike who got a hold of us about making it right by his buddy Bill. Mike thinks that he may have cost Bill a promotion. Mm. He won't tell us because he wants this to be a big apology in front of all of Eastern Nebraska to his friend and co-worker.
So that is gutsy.
We're sitting on pins and needles, too, trying to figure out what this is. But we will just get right to it. All right, Mike, we've got Bill on hold. He's ready to go here. We're going to bring him in and talk to him a little bit, and then we'll bring you on and let you come clean, and we'll be here to try to help make it right.
Sounds good.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Morning, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Bill, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, we're real excited to talk to you, buddy. How are you?
I'm very good. I got to tell you, it's a real thrill to be on the show. I've been a fan for a long time, and you know, I know I didn't ghost any ladies because I'm happily married, and I think my wife would be happy if I ghosted her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, I don't think that we can ever well at all. At all.
Yeah, no, it's not about date 'em or dump 'em.
No.
That's funny.
And you and your wife are good.
Yeah. Besides the fact that we're like hoping to avoid each other, we're doing great. Not that we're happy marriage. Stay away from each other.
That's God. Funny.
Okay. Wonderful.
This is fun.
All right. Well, it's not girl you're ghosting. It's not even your wife. It's actually a Make It Right Monday, and it's a buddy of yours that needs our help to make it right by you.
Oh.
And we have Mike on the phone. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Bill.
What's up, Mikey?
Not much. Listen, I got something to tell you. I feel horrible about it, but I got to come clean. I think I'm the reason you didn't get a promotion. You know, I don't know. There was two different times we were in meetings with our boss. You know, and I think there was like maybe six or seven people there. And you know that, you know, a small conference room.
And yeah.
I let it rip. I just let her go. Like one of those ones where you smell it and you can't believe it came from you.
Farted.
And you just want to get away from yourself. But we were stuck in the concert, you know, the conference room, and I didn't say anything. And, you know, around a week later, our boss was talking to me, and he made a comment, and he thought it was you, and how it was like super unprofessional to, you know, dive bomb a room like that during a meeting and not say anything. And I'm so sorry. I just couldn't say anything.
Did you agree?
So you basically threw him under the bus.
You agreed with him that you thought it was your friend.
I just didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Clammed up.
Silence is acceptance.
Yeah, it really is. When the boss is talking to you, you just kind of like nodding or whatever.
Oh, no.
So
yeah, I'm so sorry, Bill. I felt horrible about this. I'm so sorry.
Mike, I really appreciate your apologies, but I got to confess something, too. In both of those last meetings, I also let one rip.
What are we talking about?
Wait, okay, what?
What are we talking
This is like
about?
The episode of The Simpsons. Or sorry, Family Guy, when they're just keep vomiting.
I've been feeling terrible about this. Oh my God.
You had like rot gut, and you guys just were destroying the place together.
Well, I mean, when you hang out together as much as you do,
but you thought it was individually yourselves? What?
I was not proud. It was not my finest moment. But, you know, this is also, you know, I think why we're friends. We see eye to eye.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've always hoped that this same situation would happen in one of our works meetings with me and Coriel.
Well, like, if you go to lunch together, you guys got to eat the same thing, then your bellies are going to do the same dairy. Thing.
A bunch of dairy. Could you imagine?
Sit in one of our meetings with Rob. You sit on one side of him, I'll sit on the other side.
You know what does the trick? If you have Hy-Vee Chinese and you drink a kombucha right after. I'll tell you what.
That sounds premeditated.
I'll tell you
that
what.
That's not right.
That is a weird one.
The next first meeting that we have in person, it's like you guys are already planning ahead for...
If I roll up with kombucha and I had just thrown away a Hy-Vee sack, literally just leave.
Oh,
wow.
That's awesome.
So, all right.
So hold on. So are neither one of you up for the promotion now then? Like, if you're both...
Like I know I certainly am not based on, yeah.
Okay. Well,
this is like your guys' own version of dueling banjos. It's just dueling.
Yeah, because you can't really tell the boss about it, but you guys got each other's backs. Okay, well, Bill, are you super mad at Mike? Or are you good with him?
I'm good with him because there's no way to know which one of us actually cost me the promotion because there's no way to sort of, you know, you can't.
Yeah, you may have just done it yourself.
There's no smoking gun or anything. I mean, like,
exactly.
Sometimes it's tough to tell.
No way to know.
Okay.
This is so
weird.
Like, look at how good of a job we did helping him not be in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go, guys.
All right, well.
Good God.
I just want you both to know I will never forget you guys. This one is very memorable for me.
And that's why that conference room was repainted.
Oh. Yeah.
Better ventilation system, too, I'm sure. All right, well, Bill, we appreciate you taking our call and being a fan of the show, and I'm glad you and your buddy are okay.
No worries, guys. Yeah, thanks for your time, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, Mike, for getting a hold of us, man. Success.
Thanks. I feel so relieved.
All right, good. Have a great Monday.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
No, we don't always solve your problems.
No, we don't.
But we try.
Give it a shot.
Make it right Monday. Best of the JP Coriel Husker Nick Morning Show. Robin for JP. Next up, we're going to ask you, if you were rich, let's say you had all the money in the world and you really didn't have to deal with reasoning, what three things would you have in your mansion?
When I wake up, wake up. Kix Mornings with JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Because I'd be rich. Hit the toe prize.
Right, very rich, very rich.
If I was rich.
You were rich?
If I was rich,
mm-hmm.
And I had a mansion just given to me, let's say.
Right.
Yeah. And I had all this money in the world so I could put three really cool things in it.
Okay.
Number one, I would have a backyard with an event space with a bunch of cool concerts and artists.
So like a stage.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And then the other two, I'm reverting back to when I was a child. I want the room that is literally just padded from like head to toe.
We can put you full in one of those. Yeah.
No, hold on. The whole flooring is a trampoline.
Oh, okay. You'll still hurt yourself.
I will find a way. And then I want water fountains filled with like booze.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow, okay.
You look unimpressed.
No, I was like, okay, I could go there. Yeah. All
right. Coriel, here's the deal. There should be a rule.
I like the trampoline room. But
what do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean you want to like the booze water fountains?
The booze fountains.
How it gets filtered? People will be swimming in it.
Yeah, I guess
but you have all this quality. Money.
Yeah.
You have all
that's
this.
Right. You have people. You have people that take care of that stuff. You don't worry about it, right?
They're water fountains. Like when you're in the hallways of school and you need some high quality H2O.
Yes.
Coriel, you had to happen to you what always happens to me when we talk about this. Like we'll be sitting around a campfire, you know, or have a fire in the driveway, and we're hanging out talking, and we bring this up, and I always say, I have two things that I always say, and one involves you, Coriel.
What?
If I were loaded, just I had so much money that I couldn't even see straight.
That's the premise of this all.
I would have a moat around my house, and I would pay you $100,000 a year to be
to
a
live
troll.
Under the bridge.
You would
a
be troll. My. Oh yes, you need to be the troll for the drawbridge,
yes.
or I would find some way to make you my Loch Ness monster.
The easiest that's money like I will crazy. Have ever made. I would do it for free. Are you
that's,
kidding?
No, that's I would pay you. I would want you to have plenty of money. Like I would want you to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm paying you to be my troll. But, like, it would be so cool. And every time I say that, I get the craziest looks from, like, my friends and my family. I'm like, listen, it's my house.
It's
with
my house.
Dreams.
This is what I want.
You
Rob,
know, like,
Rob, what were you saying?
I was actually more practicality, but Coriel's in mine as well. She's on my top three. Always has
what?
Been. You're my personal assistant. You're the one that manages my entire social calendar.
We have talked about
you
this.
Screwed
we
that have up. Talked about this. No,
you screwed that up.
But Coriel makes sure I need to be where I need to be. But I like the troll. She could also double as a troll. I like this part. Yes.
There's a much better person in the building for what you're asking. Asking Coriel to do. And
you mean our boss,
Katie?
Katie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. If I was ever rich, our general manager, I would say, how much do you make? I'll double that. I want you to be you're going to be my personal, like, keep my life straight. Like, she'll make me more money in the long run.
Whatever.
So, like, you just chose the wrong person there. You need, like, a personal party attendant.
That's what
that
I'm
would
talking
be
about.
Coriel.
I'll be your social
Coriel
attendant.
Coriel is my social director. Coriel is my social director. Then Katie is my accountant.
Yes.
I can't
yes.
wait to see videos on TikTok of Rob looking for his sandal. Yes. That'll be what Coriel's telling me to do.
I would look like Jeff Bridges in... I would be the dude. I would be in my bathrobe.
Lebowski?
Yeah, the Big Lebowski. I would look like Jeff Bridges in the Big Lebowski my whole life.
Katie, I already told her if I ever got married, she'd be my personal attendant because I literally think she's about the only person that could handle me in the moment of frenzy.
Oh my, I don't think she wants that smoke.
No, she does not want that smoke. So we asked you if money, reason, logic, what have you, wasn't an issue, tell us three things you'd want in your mansion. We asked you on the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings. Go ahead and put yours in now if you haven't done that yet, and we'll get to a few of these comments because some of these are pretty dang smart.
Here's what happens next.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All right, you're going to find out about your richness and so much more here in Kix.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
All right, why is this not? There you go.
Yeah. There we go. Ooh.
There you go.
Rob is smiling ear to ear. He just wanted to play that one so bad.
Well, it just kind of fit, I thought.
No, it did. It fit pretty well. We asked you if money or reasoning wasn't an issue. Tell us three things you'd want in your mansion.
Nick has a moat with Coriel as the troll.
Yes, Coriel, really quickly. Right now, this is going to be your tryout. You're my Loch Ness monster swimming around in my moat.
Okay.
What noise are you making when people are trying to cross the bridge? All right, and now they're actually doing it, and you got to scare them away.
Wait, and they're doing what? What?
They're crossing the bridge.
Coming to the bridge.
You got to scare them away now.
I ate nothing but Taco Bell for the last week, and I ain't afraid to use it.
That'll work.
I'll chase after them.
They'll know where you're at because the water will be bubbling all the time wherever you're swimming.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be fun, though? I just listen to Coriel growl like that. I was thinking, if you had all kinds of money like that, Nick, sitting on your front porch as Clint Eastwood going, get off my lawn.
Yeah. That's what I got Coriel as a troll and person for.
The Clint Eastwood's the failsafe for whatever reason. Somehow they sneak past.
I'll tell you, our listeners might have changed my mind, though, a little bit, Coriel.
What?
Because the one common one that's been like all over the post has been Lazy River. Holy God, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
That is in so many. That's in so many comments. Like Shane says, number one, golf simulator. That's also a very popular one, too. I saw golf simulators on this.
I thought for sure Shane would post something about being a Creighton Blue Jay fan. Oh. I'm surprised. He probably had his own Creighton Blue Jay room.
Number two, Lazy River. Number three, mini casino, which is pretty cool. But you'd have to rig it, obviously, so that you're the only one that wins money.
Yeah, the house wins.
There's a lot of requests for personal chefs and maids.
Wow. My wife, that'd be her number one thing, would be a maid.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
Kelly, she says, Lazy River, wave pool, beachfront entry wading pool. So basically a small water park without screaming kids.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Without the screaming kids.
That'd be all right.
Heated bathroom floors, outside built-in grilling station, second floor pool with viewing window. That's from Cecilia. There's also batting simulators, hot tubs, movie theater rooms, bowling alleys. I think bowling alleys that turn into pools are really cool. Have you seen those?
Oh, no.
Some mansions have them where like it's a whole bowling alley like lane, or that's like two of them or whatever. And then the floor, like, you know, the old school gyms.
Yeah, like in the movie.
They crack apart, you know?
Yeah, that's actually legit. That.
Yeah, and then there's a pool underneath it. That's so cool.
Bowling alley, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, also, Scott, I don't know, I don't know if you're absolutely going to agree with this or not, but portions of it. He says, my pipe, my robe, and Playboy bunnies.
Like I told you.
That sounds really good. Like the Playboy Mansion. That place is awesome. Coriel, I'm surprised you didn't have your own personal 24 hours, 365 emergency room. Because you could really use one of those.
Panic room?
Yeah, no.
Like
where
when
she
I
could
get
go
injured.
To get healthy or and fixed. And
for when
and,
I'm always getting injured or sick.
Yeah, or sick. Yes.
Just like an on-call at all times, like doctor and nurse.
Yeah, but
you just walk down the hallway and there they are. And you could just go in and they'll be like, hey, Coriel, haven't seen you for a few hours. And you'd be like, yep.
But every famous celebrity that has a doctor on call, it usually doesn't work out very well.
You're right. I feel like that's an omen. I feel like we shouldn't
Elvis
do that.
Elvis Presley, Prince, Michael Jackson all come to mind.
No, this mansion conversation all stems from Friday talking about the model actress Cara Delevingne. She has a tunnel in her mansion that is, it looks kind of like lady bits. Okay. She's got a playroom, air quotes, with like a stripper pole in it and all this crazy stuff. So we were just wondering, you know, if you can make it happen, what cool things did you have in your mansion? And it looks like everyone's pretty much wanting extra help, a lazy river, and like a golf simulator.
There you go.
I don't blame them.
I'm in for the lazy river.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Okay, coming up, more of your best ofs for Make It Right Monday. And before that, your nitty gritty recap.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.